You serve on a committee that was, I think, the result of a House, probably concurrent resolution, but a House measure that you handled in the Missouri Senate. And it has a long name, but the essential goal here is to see if there will be a time or how successful a merger between St. Louis City and County would be.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Dean, because that is absolutely what the resolution was not about. And there's some misconceptions out there because every time we have a hearing, we have a large group of people show up either for or against consolidation. And the resolution was actually passed to look at the way we share sales tax in St. Louis County, more commonly known as sales tax pooling. And I think people are confused that it is about consolidation because it did not limit our scope of study just to that. We could include TIFs, we could include anything we wanted to include in that area, but not one member of that committee has broached that subject. Because that is something that if anybody wants to study, and I'm not saying it should or should not be studied, but that should be a standalone issue. That is a huge issue, and interim committee, they don't have enough time to tackle that. And what we've learned from our interim committee is that we didn't have enough time frame long enough to tackle this question in the interim. We have, you know, if you read the resolution, there's benchmark dates in there where we're supposed to be through with a study and have results for this, this, and this, and we have had to change that to eliminate those dates because they weren't feasible. We started late. The appointments weren't made right away due to other things going on. It just didn't happen. And we didn't get started till late. So, and that pushed everything else back. So it's unrealistic to meet the dates that we have set up for ourselves.
I remember attending the first hearing, and that was, I think everybody who was there, that was the first thing they agreed on, was the fact that we have a lot to get done in almost
right.
No time to finish.
Exactly, exactly. I remember you being there. And the other thing about it is, this is a big deal to a lot of elected officials in St. Louis County, and some elected officials represent people on both sides of the issue. I happen to like it the way it is. The fact of the matter is that in my district, we don't have a lot of retail. And so the people that live in my district, they go outside the district to shop. They go into the Galleria. Do they go out to the Chesterfield Mall or they go out to DePere, to that mall? They go to the different, and now there's two malls open in Chesterfield, I believe, and they need to find a way to provide services to those new constituents of theirs at the mall. So, and they think that it's unfair the way the taxes are pooled now. And it may be an antiquated system and it may be time to reform it, but it's not time to eliminate it. So that's what we're working on right now, to see if we can come up with a fair compromise for everybody. Just this past week, we had a meeting, and that was about who was going to do the study. So we heard from the Center on Policy at UMSL, and we heard from MoWonk, which is another policy organization, and previously we had heard from the Brookings Institute. So what we need to do as a committee, which we will get to those three entities this week, is narrow the scope of the study down to exactly what we want to study this time. So when we do that, which I think we'll have some kind of memorandum to the members by tomorrow or Thursday for us to look at. And then if we approve it, that will go on to the three folks that were interested in doing the study. And we're also looking at doing the study, letting all three entities collaborate, because this is at no cost to the state. So the proposals all have to have a funding mechanism or some way to pay for it, but it won't come out of state dollars.
Is there a reason, I'm sure there is, why the state is involved in this? When I first heard about this committee, I thought, well, isn't this just a city /county?
Yeah, the reason being it's in state statute. It is a very unusual arrangement. But that was, I forget what year it was. I think Senator Green handled the bill. I think it was 93 maybe, and it was handled by Buzz Westfald, then the county executive, came up here and stumped for it, along with a mayor that represented many of the mayors in the pooling system. And he is part of the consortium. You know, there are lots of studies out there, and nobody on this committee wants an old study that we can go get off the shelf that we've had looked at before. We want new information. We want to know what other parts of the country are doing, because this may be unusual for St. Louis County, but it's not unusual in other parts of the country. So, and everybody, with the way the economic situation is in this country, we're all trying to find ways to save taxpayer dollars. So that's what the bottom line is. How can we do what we're doing more efficiently, still provide services, and still make sure that the tax money is shared fairly among our constituents? And that's what we're looking at. And the reason I said before, it's in state statute. Whether it should or shouldn't be, it is what it is. But that's why it has to be handled through the state. Believe me, nobody on that committee wanted it to be handled through the state. But we represent everybody in Missouri, and we represent the constituents that this affects. So the bottom line is somebody has to do it, and we're going to tackle this.
Given the timeline that's been discussed and the fact, as you mentioned, this is nothing new, is what's the final product and when is it expected?
Well, I don't know when it's expected. It will not be the timeline that's in the resolution, because both entities yesterday gave a time frame of at least 100 days. And they can't be more specific until we get more specific, till we give them that laundry list of exactly what we want to see out of this study, which will be this week. And then they can start, because if they collaborate, they want to make sure that the one agency isn't calling the same folks or visiting with the same folks that this agency is, so that their information and data is not repetitive. So we'll take it from there. But that's where we're at with it.